People in Skibbereen in West Cork have vowed to offer any help needed to the family of a 2-year-old boy who died after choking on a piece of fruit on Wednesday evening. The child has been named locally as 2-year-old Joshua O'Donker, whose family recently moved to the area. We can talk to Cork-based journalist Olivia Kelleher, who's on the line. Olivia, this is just a terrible, terrible case, a tragic case, and the community in Skibbereen seeking to rally around this family.
It is, Brian. It's a nightmare scenario for any family. What unfolded was on Wednesday night, the emergency services were called to a house in Skibbereen about 9 o'clock after a child who was eating a grape. It became lodged in his windpipe. Every effort was made to save the child, but unfortunately he was pronounced dead at the scene. And as you said, the dead child has been named locally as Joshua O'Donker, whose parents are from Ghana. Now, I was speaking to independent councillor Karen Coakley, and she said that initially locals didn't know who the child was. And she said as long as they didn't know who the child was, there was a sense of unreality about it. And she said that her heart kind of went out to the family because as they haven't lived in the area for long, they wouldn't have the support, traditional support network of cousins, relatives and friends. But she vowed that everybody would row behind the family and offer every support that they can in the coming weeks. The coroner for West Cork has been notified, Brian, and arrangements were made for a post-mortem at Cork University Hospital. And this has been treated as a tragic accident. Foul play is not suspected or there's no role for foul play in this.
So at this stage, it's a question of people in the community offering to do what they can, I suppose, you know, offering some sort of comfort and support to the family.
Absolutely. And the councillor was saying that people are of the area are numb because she said we all know what it's like to have a child of that age where you're constantly vigilant, you're constantly watching everything, and a child eating a piece of fruit, it could happen to any of us. So it's just something that people can empathise with, and they will do whatever they can to assist them both practically and emotionally going forward.
All right, we'll leave it there. Olivia, thanks very much for talking to us. That's Olivia Kelleher speaking to us there from Cork. Back with more after this short break.